So lots of bets happening in global markets right now. Particularly the biggest bet is what's going to happen to American interest rates. That in itself is a key driver of strength in the US dollar. Strength in the US dollar means everything else falls. The Rand is one of the victims of a stronger US dollar. John Cairns, global market strategist at Rand Merchant Bank. Spell it out for me if you would, John.
Sorry. Hi, Bruce. Sorry, I didn't hear your question.
I just said, spell out the lay of the land in terms of the currency for me.
No, I think you said it very well, Bruce. So the big theme all year has been U.S. inflation. How far is it going to accelerate? How quickly is it going to come down? It's accelerated further than people thought. Still not showing any signs of coming down. So as you said, U.S. interest rates are on their way up. The dollar's stronger and everything is wilting in front of that the strong dollar. So the Rand has weakened. Your blurb there said 1 year, the weakest in a year, which is true, but at just under 60, not looking particularly weak. So in the past 4 months has weakened from very over levels back to more moderate territory. Nothing particularly surprising about the levels where we are now.
Okay, so no reason to panic about the Rand at 16 to the dollar. 14 to the dollar was getting a little bit overheated and a little bit overexcited.
Yeah, exactly. The reason, well, not to panic over the Rand, but the reason to be a little bit more negative is, I think, is going to be your second story, is what's happening with commodity prices. Commodity prices reached, our export prices reached a peak in July and have been coming down. So that's taking away a major positive, not only for the Rand, but for South Africa as well. And we should put that in context of an economy that is experiencing massive capital flight. It's not well acknowledged that we're seeing huge capital flight from South Africa, because that capital flight has been disguised by this record run in commodity prices that has boosted our exports.
Define capital flight for me, John. In the olden days, it used to be people slipping Kruger Rands into their socks and trying to get through airport security. What does capital flight entail nowadays?
Yeah, no. Perhaps it's too big a word or phrase there. Really what I mean is a lot of capital, financial investment capital, is leaving South Africa. So foreign investors who have been holding local assets continue to sell moderate amounts, just ongoing. And then a lot of locals taking cash offshore through legal means, and not through illegal means. Obviously, capital exchange controls are a lot looser now. So South Africans investing abroad. Part of this is due to global fundamentals, so where we started off with rising U.S. interest rates, well, why would you keep your money in emerging markets if you can get higher returns in developed markets? So this year, as we've seen U.S. rates rise, we've seen capital leaving emerging markets generally. And then, of course, there are South African-specific issues, which we shouldn't overplay. But in general, the concept is capital leaving South Africa, and foreigners who had invested here, disinvesting. South Africa is preferring to invest abroad. For various reasons.
And at the same time, we've got this weird phenomenon of global multinationals investing in physical assets in South Africa, the illiquid stuff. And I know, in terms of their global portfolios, it's a smidgen of cash. But it's this weird dichotomy. There's a consumer economy worth investing in South Africa and a capital market that's not worth investing in. That's the sort of message that one seems to see happening and playing out in markets.
Yeah, I know. Good point there, Bruce. So that is quite a contrast. As you say, I'm sure you've been highlighting it on your show regularly, a few big potential investments into South Africa. I don't think we should exaggerate the negativity towards South Africa internationally. Perhaps the best way of saying it is South Africa's got problems, but other emerging markets have got even bigger problems. So I go back to my statement that some of the money is leaving South Africa, not because of South African fundamentals, but because of global fundamentals. Our economy is looking a bit better. Our budget is looking less worse than it did generally. Of course, we've still got problems, electricity in particular. But I don't think foreign investors are particularly panicked about South Africa. Not top of their list of concerns, certainly.
Thank you, John Cairns, global market strategist at Rand Merchant Bank.